Welcome to the Clock Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Melissa Richardson. Thanks for joining us. On this episode, I'll discuss hormones and circadian rhythms. So, what are hormones? Hormones are molecules in our body that are produced by glands, part of what's known as the endocrine system. And they are released into the bloodstream and go to different tissues throughout the body in order to give them instructions to do different things. Now, if you're not a biologist or someone who knows a lot about the body, you probably still heard of hormones as, you know, my hormones are off, or, you know, maybe some other way of hearing about hormones. But basically, a lot of people know that hormones are doing things in their body. What are some examples? Some examples of hormones are estrogen, testosterone, cortisol, melatonin, leptin, and insulin. These examples of hormones help our body to carry out different functions, like knowing when to go to sleep, helping our body to respond to glucose spikes, dealing with stress, regulating our reproductive system, and regulating our food intake. If you listen to social media or just different conversations around, you might hear people saying, my hormones are imbalanced, or certain chemicals are hormone disruptors. What does that really mean? It means that the amount of hormones being produced in their body in order to meet their needs are not sufficient, or it is too much, or it's just not working out for how they need those hormones to be produced in their body. And hormone disruptors are chemicals that can compete with the hormones to bind to the cells that the hormones normally interact with. So what can we do about that, and why do circadian rhythms come into play? Because our body is a well-timed system that works all throughout the day and night, hormones actually are produced at different times of the day-night cycle and basically know when they should be doing their job. And so, for example, you need insulin during the day when you are eating and need to regulate your glucose levels, and not at night. And so if we don't have good circadian rhythms that helps our body to set the 24-hour clock system, insulin could be produced at the wrong time of the day, or it might just not be enough when you need it. The same is true for your other hormones. They are regulated by circadian rhythms so that they are available in the right amounts at the right time of the day. So while there are different foods and therapies that can, you know, replace hormones or help to fix the levels of hormones if they are disrupted, resetting your body's circadian rhythm system by getting a good night's sleep consistently around the same time every day can help to get your body's clock ticking the way it should be, to tell your endocrine system what time of day it is, so that it will know how and when to produce the proper hormones that your body needs to send those signals out at the right time of day when you need to use them. Hormones, one type of message or signaling that our body uses for a variety of functions. Circadian rhythms help them to be produced at the right time of the day in the right amounts. And if you do have a hormone imbalance, circadian rhythms can help to reset the production and usage of these hormones in your body to help it be more efficient. But of course, if you have a medical issue, please speak with a professional in order to work with you on that. But for those of us who may just need to reset our circadian system, it's a place to start.
Thanks for joining us today. Please visit our website at clocktips.com for more information about this podcast, how to join our ongoing research study, and more resources to help you improve your time, intuition, sleep, and productivity. If you found this information helpful or interesting, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with others and join the discussion on our social media platforms under the handle @myclocktips. Until next time, take care of yourself.